71. Paintballin' isn't a fan of paintball, but when her friend Tommy suggested to do it in the city streets, she got intrigued. She played once on a court which she didn't like much, but playing in the city streets seems very fun. Tommy and Lynn decide to try together. They subscribe to the activity as a team. It's organized by one of Tommy's friend. The streets are closed to public and cars. It's only people playing paintball. It is very fun because you can hide behind buildings. It's difficult though because the playground is very wide. It's difficult to find people. The game lasted 2 hours, which seems long, but it wasn't really. Time flew by very quickly. Tommy and Lynn are now covered of different colors like yellow and green. They took a lot of pictures as a souvenir and they laugh a lot. They will probably participate next year if the activity is still going on. 72. Expensive changes. Charles and Brittany own a house together. Actually, they built it 4 years ago. It cost them more or less $600,000. They keep on changing things though. Last summer, they built a pool. 2 years ago, they changed the floors. This year, they want to enlarge wood balcony, and they want to change the kitchen's counters to put marble. All of these changes are really great, but they are really worried. It's increasing the home value, and they are not sure if this is a good idea. What if they have difficulties to sell the house later because the value is too high compared to other houses of the neighborhood? Charles is trying to be realistic, and he thinks they should stop changing things. Brittany doesn't want to stop because she likes to improve the way her house looks. They agree to change some things this year, and then to stop for at least 2 more years. After that, they will see what they should do. 73. Basketball in college. Jules is 20 years old. He is a student at a college located far from his hometown. The boys at his college all play basketball. It's not really Jules' thing. The other boys don't understand why and try to convince him to play with them. Jules have to explain that where he is from, people play baseball, not basketball. Actually, Jules grew up playing baseball. When he was 6, he used to play with the ball and to throw it around with his father and his older brothers. During elementary school, he used to play every weekend for fun. When he was in high school, he was playing in a league. He won a lot of trophies and different kind of awards. The boys of his college are impressed and now, they understand better. They still want Jules to play basketball with them. Jules accepts to give it a try, only if they accept to play baseball with him another day. They agree. They have a deal. 74. Heavy rain. It was on a Saturday night in July. I was on a fishing boat with friends on the ocean, a couple of kilometers away from the shore. The weather was pleasant, but it didn't last too long. Suddenly, it started to rain. At first, it was only a soft little rain, but in only a couple of minutes, it started to be heavy rain. Then, lightning started. Everyone on the boat, including me, started to be scared. The waves were becoming higher and higher, stronger and stronger. We were facing an important storm. We tried to call for some help, but it was not working. No one was responding. We didn't have much of choice anymore. All we had left to do was to wait for the storm to be done. It took around 3 hours. It was terrible. My day on the ocean was ruined. At least, we got back to shore safe and sound, and we had time to catch some fishes. 75. Jackie's hair. Jackie loves to change her hair color once in a while. She thinks that it is part of her personality. Last year, her hair were blonde with some purple highlights. Now, they are black, but she's getting bored with that color. She wants to try something new. She goes to her hairdresser and she asks to get her hair dyed blonde, but she wants them to be so pale that they almost look white or gray. She read in a magazine that it is really trendy. Actually, her favorite actress' hair are like this and she loves it. Her hairdresser is unsure about the idea. She never dyed anyone's hair so pale, but she's willing to try. Unfortunately, it doesn't come out as supposed to. It looks green. At first, Jackie is mad, but then, she thinks the color looks good on her. After all, maybe green is a good color. Her hairdresser offers to do it again, but Jackie doesn't care anymore. She loves her green hair. Green hair? Don't care. 76. The nurse Robin is working in a hospice care. She is a nurse. Although she loves her job, she also thinks it is hard sometimes because she's always seeing people suffering. Last week, she had this old lady as a patient. She was very nice, but she was always alone. No one was coming to visit her. Robin felt really bad for her. She wished she could have done something for her, but all she could do was to be there and to support her. One day, she was really happy to see that her daughter was coming to visit her. That warmed Robin's heart. The old lady seemed very happy about it. They spent the day together, playing board games and chatting. When her daughter had to leave, it was heartbreaking to see how sad the old lady was. To make her feel better, Robin continued playing games and talked with her all evening. The lady was deeply grateful for Robin's support. Unfortunately, she passed away a couple of days after. 77. Learn how to swim. Jacob's favorite sport is swimming. At his house, in the backyard, Jacob's family has a pool. Every day, during the summertime, he swims for an hour or two. One day, he has an idea. He wants to learn how to dive. Unfortunately, it's not possible in his pool because he doesn't have a diving board, but he knows a friend who has one. He decides to go to that friend's house. He is a little nervous, because he never tried before. He is scared to hurt himself. His friend tells him not to worry. Jacob decides to be courageous and he dives. As soon as he gets out the water, he is ready to go again. He loves it. He has to find a way to convince his parents to get a diving board. He wants to be able to do it all the time, every day, at his house. Until then, his friend says he can always come and dive at his place. 78. Sarah loves to watch movies. Sarah loves to watch movies in theater, but when her best friend asked her to go watch 3 movies in a row, she was unsure. She thought it was going to be too long. She decided to give it a shot anyway. The first movie was at 3 p.m. and it was a funny movie with cartoons. It was more of a family movie. The second movie was at 7 p.m. so in between the 2 movies, they had time to eat a little something. They didn't want to eat too much, because they wanted to save space for popcorn and cold drinks. They ate a small sandwich. Then, the 7 p.m. movie was a romantic one. It was the story of a girl who marries the love of her life. Finally, the last movie was the best one. It was at 10 p.m. and it was a horror movie with zombies. Sarah came back late at home, but she was happy with her day. It was very entertaining. 79. Elliot loves snowboarding. Elliot loves winter because his favorite sport is snowboarding. If he could, he would do it every day of his life. Unfortunately, it's only possible when there is snow. That's why he hates summer. No one understands him, because it's pretty uncommon to hate summer, but he really does. He doesn't like the sun being too strong and being tanned. Also, he doesn't like how he gets sweaty. He feels like it's more tolerable to be cold than to be hot. At least, when you're feeling cold, you can wear something else on top of yourself. When you're hot, you can't help it. Most importantly, in the summer, he can't enjoy snowboarding, which is boring. He wants to see the white snow, not the white beach. Whenever summer ends, that's now he is the happiest. When the first snow falls, he gets really excited. He knows what's coming up soon. He knows winter sports are about to start again, and that's all he cares about. 80. The 4th of July. Lawrence is excited to celebrate the 4th of July this year. Her mother promised she would buy some fireworks for her and her brother Kentucky Ken, and Lawrence read online that it was possible to jump over fireworks. They are not sure how to do it, but they want to try. That's why they are excited to know their mom is going to buy some. When their mom came back from the store, they realized that she bought the wrong fireworks. Those are too big. They won't be able to jump over it. They get very upset. The mom doesn't understand why they are disappointed. When they explain, she can't believe it. She doesn't want them to try such thing, even if the fireworks are small. She thinks it is dangerous. She thinks they can hurt themselves severely. Ken and Lawrence agree with her. It doesn't seem like a good idea. Instead, on the 4th of July, they enjoy the night looking at the fireworks popping in the sky. It was magical.